week as well. But we're coming to you from Moorhead. This is the Red River Watershed Management Board. Their annual conference is going on as we speak. We're talking with Jason Broughton right now, treasurer with the Red River Watershed Management Board, also a part of the Roseau River Watershed District. You're a farmer as well. Let's talk, if we can, maybe just look back to last year. Talk to me about the spring and how you guys got through it.
Well, that was a very educational year. We ended up having on our farm, we had about 5 weeks of water. We didn't start in the field till June 4th. We got done on June 10th, and we got about 40% of our farm. We just seeded soybeans. That was it.
How did things turn out for you?
Turned out unbelievable. I mean, if you would have told me I could seed in June and get that good a crop, I would have said you were crazy. But we're probably our best average we've ever had across our whole farm.
Thank goodness we had a good long fall, and that helped matters, no doubt. When you take a look at what's going on with the Red River Watershed Management Board, a lot of it is talking about storing that water. Give me your perspective.
Yes, we, for instance, we have 9 projects right now that are in the queue to get done. And if we can get these projects done, we are looking like we're bringing on probably 100,000 acre feet of water storage, more up and down the valley. That's a big deal. I mean, we're going to start seeing all over the whole area is going to see a lot of benefits from this.
From a farmer's perspective, what's it mean for productivity?
Well, we're going to start controlling this water better. Like, we have a project up in Roseau that the people downstream of it, they will probably get in their fields 7 to 10 days earlier. And like last year, if it's June, a week makes a big difference.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What other kind of projects are we working on right now with the district?
Well, we're doing another good project up in New Folden, Minnesota. We're trying to take that town out of the floodplain. I mean, everybody up there is playing, they got to play flood insurance. So if we can get this project done, we ended up having to put in a new railroad bridge in that. And the people are excited about it because it's going to make a difference. So nobody has to pay insurance anymore, flood insurance. On the grain elevator, I was just there a couple weeks ago, and they were like, we paid many thousands of dollars a year. Well, this is going to be a benefit to that co-op. They can probably give some of that money back to their patrons.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's pretty important when you take a look at managing water that it's done on a basin-wide type of approach, and that's what this is all about.
That's right. I mean, it works so good if you have everybody down in Wheaton, Minnesota, at the very start of the red. If they can control their share and we're off the red a little bit, you know, that's our main goal, is always to try to get 20% less getting to the Red River, control that. And everybody works like a motor then. You got to have all the pieces working right to get the motor to run. And if we can get these projects going, we have a bunch of them now, but we need a few more.
A lot happens with what's going on in St. Paul then, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. And that's a challenge. We were down there last week, and we're trying to drum up some money. And it's not, you know, they didn't bond last year, so we're trying to get them to do it this year. And sounds like we might get a couple bondings to play catch-up. We need it to get these projects done because with inflation and the cost of everything is going up a lot.
There's a surplus. We should be able to find some place for it. Right?
That's right. We have a place for it. Well, we just got to get them down there to say, hey, we'll write a check out for these guys and get it done. You know, we need that.
Well, let's hope things are doing good for us there, but as well going into the spring season as we look into getting that crop in the ground.
Yeah, I hope it works out. I mean, we need it. Everybody up and down the valley, it's not just the farmers and the little towns. I mean, this is it's a basin, total basin spread that we need this done. And hopefully we'll get there. And it sounds promising. You know, you always got to keep your fingers crossed, but we'll wait and see.
Well, we appreciate the input. Jason Broughton with us out of the Roseau area. Again, treasurer with the Red River Watershed Management Board. More to come here on the Red River Farm Network. Let's turn it back to the studio for more farm news.
All right. Thanks, Doug.